Welcome. This is Lute Berings with a series of podcasts on leadership and all things related. In the past, like 30 years, I've done all over the world countless keynotes, workshops, and coaching sessions on matters related to leading a full and rewarding life. And one thing has always stood out for me. If we find things to our liking, if we're inspired and feel that there's a breeding ground for our passion, we're just more productive. Things go easier. And if we do the things that suit us and that make us feel a part of something bigger, we will feel good. Plain and simple. Energy gained tops energy spent. This goes not only for work, but for life in general. For is it not true that you can really contribute something to others if you've got the energy for it? But there are so many possibilities. The world seems within reach, yet so unattainable sometimes. You have to make choices, or you'll just be too busy without really having an impact. Passion has become a magic word. We want to be inspired. We want work and personal life to be in harmony. Many of us are looking for ways to make a difference. Others are just looking for a bit of peace in search of the right choices. Many feel they are somewhere between very and extremely busy and ask themselves for what. And then we know that we're not indispensable at work. And this is made clear to us from all sides. Just ask yourself, suppose that from tomorrow you won't be doing your job anymore. How long would that really bother the organization you work for? 2 weeks? Three? Let's be honest, not much longer. Apart from a few exceptions, things will soon be solved. After a few weeks, you will probably be forgotten. And that's not a pleasant thought. Each of us wants to make a difference, wants to really matter, wants to have an impact. Not that you want to be the starry-eyed idealist, but to have the feeling that it matters that you're there is just attractive. For many, it's difficult to live with the notion of being dispensable, and it gets harder. During and just after the same Industrial Revolution, a time when we still knew relatively little of the world, we could live with it. The idea that life could be different was perhaps vaguely present in the background and was sometimes expressed by visionaries, but it was of no use to the average person. People felt no need for it. It's all right as it is, and by all means, let's be content. But the world has changed. It's flat. It's globalized. The illusion that anything is possible has engulfed us. Everything seems to be obtainable. We can see everything, look up every fact, anytime, on any of our devices. Everything enters our living room, our bedroom, our bathroom. Things seem so close, but they are illusions, and chasing them leads to mediocrity. Hypnotized as we are by the fictional world in which the media at our disposal delude us, we do everything necessary to belong. And in doing so, we might lose our authenticity. We might not be enough of our own leaders. We might be followers on our way towards an ideal that might turn out to be empty. The result is that many of us lead a life of mediocrity because we will never achieve that ideal. The same devices and media always place it at an ever-increasing distance, so it sometimes feels. So we follow. Rather than seize the opportunities that occur 100 times a day, opportunities to choose our own path based on our own values. It's not strange that sometimes we feel insignificant, drowned in the ocean of possibilities. And then on top of that, corporations keep conveying the message that they might be fine without us and that they do not really need us other than as their customers. A little further back in the history of the Western world, there was a time when everyone was much more indispensable. There was a time when the local economy and everyday life were directly connected. Communities were small. Cities could not contain more people than could be fed by the surrounding land. Times were tough. If you lived and worked in the country and your father, mother, or brother fell ill, it was not only a personal tragedy, but also an acute economical crisis. Not many were bothered by the luxury of wealth. There was not much to choose. You could simply not be missed. Of course, we shouldn't go back to those days. We don't want to. But it's clear that in such circumstances, despite the hard life, you could at least feel a little bit more connected to your environment. You could more easily develop some sense of self-worth. I matter, I make a difference. And we need that sense of connection. The feeling that we matter, that we make a difference. The circumstances of today do not automatically result in that feeling. The world has become large and small simultaneously. We've become anonymous due to social developments and systems. We process more information in one day than we did 100 years ago in a lifetime. We're bursting with information, but lack wisdom. And so we are in pursuit of something. And I don't think it's so bad. We're just people in a world we have created, and we must learn to deal with the consequences we're just beginning to discover. So what? We're looking for meaning. I'm not a psychologist. I'm just a guy with 30 plus years of experience in coaching leaders and teams all over the world. Please do not expect all sorts of scientific explanations in this podcast series on why things happen as they do. On the contrary. But I do have an opinion on some things, and I'm very happy to share it with you. But please take it for what it is, an opinion. Do not expect these podcasts to explain everything once and for all. Indeed, much has already been said, so you will probably hear some things you think are obvious, like open doors. If you do just see life as one long corridor with 10,000 doors, and if just one is closed, you still won't see the end of the corridor. And in order to reach that closed one, we obviously pass many doors that are already open. If in the course of this series I can open one such closed door for you, then I would be well pleased. Over the past 30 years, I've talked and worked with thousands of people, having questions about leadership, personal leadership, relationships, career, life. I'm a practical person. I enjoy thinking about approaches and solutions. Of course, not without looking at causes and symptoms, but I think we can easily lose ourselves in looking back. The past is old news. And regret is a bit like hoping you can change the past. You can't. You know, when we look back, we always see someone or something, someone to blame or something that's bothering us, something that we can derive an alibi from. Upbringing is a good example. I was raised that way, or if only my parents. As if that's all there's to it. Come on. If we're 16, we may use that as an excuse, but as an adult, being in touch with things, having a job, relationships, we should not use our upbringing as a reason that things are the way they are today. It certainly played a part, of course. But between then and now, we made a lot of choices and decisions on our own. We clearly have that ability. In the past, there are many alibis. Our opportunities are ahead of us, not behind us. Therefore, I would like to discuss a number of issues that we encounter at the interface of life and work, as leaders, and also as human beings. And in doing so, I like to simplify the complex. This is not a self-help podcast or a how-to. If you're looking for the toolbox, just go onto the internet and look for them. There are plenty. Yet, with all these tools so readily available, a lot of people still don't seem to be able to solve their issues. And for those people, I just want to go one step further than just handing out a manual. You see, there is no standard manual. Each of us has to find his or her own way. And in order to know where to look, we have to understand what the ingredients are, like I said. So I'm not going to hand you a ready-made cake, but I will discuss eggs, flour, sugar, water, butter, and a bit about the way they work together. And with that knowledge, I'm sure many of us can bake a cake to our liking. I hope my thoughts and reflections supply some insight that can help you either in your quest to get less busy and gain some impact, or improve your leadership skills, or improve your cooperation with others. Anyway, I'm eager to show you that the journey itself is fun. Many things I will be talking about are everyday issues, and you will therefore recognize them, like I said. You may just have forgotten about them in the hectic of everyday life. Don't worry, that happens to all of us. If you've listened to some of the things I discuss and you say to yourself, is it that simple? I will have achieved my goal. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.